I'm psychologist Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's checkup from the neck up. Coming attractions or go take a hike? Well, folks, the last few weeks have been a nightmare. My 95-year-old mom, who's been walking and gardening and moving around nonstop forever, as long as I can remember, and who was sharp and on her own until about 90, has unfortunately lost quite a few kernels from the popper, but is still usually someone people respond to with, "Isn't she sweet? 95. God bless her." Recently, though, she threw away four hearing aids at $2,500 a pop, despite being almost deaf without them. "What's that, Richie? Say that again." "What? I can't hear you." Then got a nasty cold, which left her not knowing her tushy from the tea kettle. "Richie, are you Richie?" "Yes, I'm Richie." "What? I can't hear you." "Oy." Then got paranoid and started picking fights with the challengers way over her 105-pound weight class, was carted off to the new boxing ring, a.k.a. the hospital. And when she finally understood that we're supposed to wear clothes in public and not supposed to hit people when we don't like something they say, and discharge time came, the independent living facility she'd been in said the dreaded words, "We think she needs a higher level of care now," which is the kind way to say two of the most dreaded words in the King's English, nursing home. And when she got there, despite the wonderful staff, it's a totally different place that looks like a gigantic high school cafeteria to her, and at times sounds like lunchtime at its loudest, and at first sent my mom backpedaling in terror, and that was heartbreaking to watch. So my wife and I haven't been getting much shut-eye lately. Why am I telling you all this? Because a while back, I told you about a 20-year-long study that showed the more we exercise, the less likely we are to get disabled before our time and end up in a nursing home in a wheelchair. And I told you about another study that found moderate exercise like brisk walking actually causes the memory part of the brain to grow rather than shrink as we age and end up in a nursing home. And because we human beings aren't very good at changing our ways and doing something new, especially if it involves effort, until we really see the benefit. So I'm telling you because I want to say, "Can't you hear me?" I'm telling you because I want to say, "Don't you believe me?" Who believes science anyway? You know, all that margarine butter thing, right? Well, here's the personal data. I'm telling you because in the nursing home, I noticed almost everybody is in a wheelchair, even though they're often decades younger than my mother, who again is scooting around with her walker at 95. And because as the nasty cold and shock wear off, mom's brain is again figuring things out, adjusting to her new place very well. Again, better than many folks sitting around her, often decades younger. Seems like all that moving around she's been doing for decades, and the people in the studies did too, have really helped her keep moving and figuring things out. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.